Good morning, Rabbi Sai.
And thanks to my partners for enabling this video. We're going to go through one of the more important sugyas in the Dharma Halacha Lamaisa, and that's the sugya of Birkas Chayim. I'm going to talk about the Makayra of Birkas Chayim and some very important halachas, which are nagia to Birkas Chayim. Let's start here with the tamtus of the sugya. So the Gemara starts with Remez l'Birkas Chayim Minatayra, and the Gemara says, brings various psukim, b'pkudas kol Adam, ne Adam mevakra maysa. If you go to the top of the Amud, I'm going to go through some of the lines of the Gemara. The Gemara starts with maysa metabod echad shechala nichsacham levakrei, and then the Rebbe himself, Rebbe Kiva, the Gadol Hadar, went to mevakra him, and he took care of him, and the Rebbe Kiva was pretty upset. Apparently, it is Talmidim, and he said, "Kol mi she'ein mevakach chaylam kila shayfich damim. Kiyas Rav Dimi kol mevakach zechera gairam leishiyichya. Kol she'ein mevakach zechera gairam leishiyamus." The Gemara says, "Gairam leishiyamus." So the Gemara says, "Yes. Why? My grami lem kol mevakach chaylam mevakach zechera rachm she'yichya v'kol. Maybe the reason why he's going to die is because people are not davening for him. Because Birkas Chayim is b'mahusa, a platform for tefillah on the chayla. The whole yisayid Birkas Chayim is to enable tefillah for the chayla. There are other anafim of Birkas Chayim, as we'll see, which is actually taking care of the chayla, as Rabbi Akiva b'chvaydoy u'ba'atzmai did. But tefillah from the chayla is one of the most important concepts." And the Gemara says, there are incredible skar for this. And the Gemara goes into various psukim here, which shows the tremendous koyach of Birkas Chayim. Where is the makor for Birkas Chayim? So it's mashma here in the Gemara that makor is actually a midaraisa de makor. The Shalah HaKadosh brings a Yisoid, which in Masechtas Pesachim, which would indicate that Birkas Chayim is Midairaisa. So let's go to the Gemara and Saita Daf Yudalid, two well Gemara, known Gemaras. Saita Daf Yudalid, Mabetzia Daf Lamed Aleph Beis. Please scroll. You're in Zeichlin. You're in Zeichlin. You're in the wrong package here. We need the Gemara in the Dharm, the Flamites on the Bays. You were in the wrong week. Okay, let's take the Gemara. Yep, you were there together. Before you get to Saita, I'm going to go through the Gemara of in Pekudas Kol Adam again. Move back one page, please. So the Gemara says, "Rams be chaylim and atar minayin shem kais klad yimusim pulis klad of my mashmar and kumus klad yimusim eilish shem chaylim umutalim very sas b'nadim mevakan oisai." That's the limud that Chazal take out of, from interestingly enough, the story of Kairach. The Gemara in Saita Daf Yudal, the next Amud, says another limud from a pasuk of Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. And the Gemara says, how is it possible? The Gemara says, how is it possible? Et cetera. And the Gemara goes through all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And of course, the source is very Allah Hashem Baleini Mamre, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be Mevaker Chaylim Av Ata. Bakir Chaylim, is this the Raisa? Good question. Is this a Asmachta? Maybe. The Gemara Mabitzia brings a alternate drash from the Pasuk Vahidata Lehem Esoderach Asher Yel Chuba. The similarity between the two Pesukim are Telchu and Yel Chuba, Milos Chasadim, Mikra Chaylim, Kvura, V'chulu, V'chulu. So is this a deraisa rabbanis? The Ramban say for mitzvahs in Shoreshim in the beginning of Shoresh Aleph explains the shittas of the Bahag, who holds that Beikur Chaylim is min ha-Tayran, is learned from the pasuk in the Gemara in Saita v'halach the bedracha. Don't have time to go through the entire Rambam inside, but that is his shita. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas Daf Yutess, his mechutin. The Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that Nichum Avelim is within the penumbra of Gemilus Chasedim, and therefore it's a Daraisa. Gemilus Chasedim is a mitzvah Daraisa because it's something which is sourced in directly in the Torah. Ad kadei kach that it has a din of Isaac of mitzvah. You put it from Kriya Shema. The Yisoid says Rabbeinu Yonah is mevusas on the Gemara in Bava Tzia, vayidat lamaaseh derech mashiyelchuk ba. And therefore, that would make this a deraisa. Let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah inside. This is the Ramban. Let's move on to Rabbeinu Yonah. The next page. Holds that this drush is a d'oraisa. Fichich amru the kivin shayis mitzvah batim and a mitzvah af pi shekvar nikvar hames lo yaschil. The Shalom HaKadosh follows up in Masechet Pesachim and he says, in Achinami, the Shalom HaKadosh, scroll down to where the marker is. Bikrachem Dairaisa, open shut. Because the Simmer Sechs Nadarim, our Sugya, Menal Bikrachem and Atira, and Kais Klod, Bikus Lam, Yipak at the Lamb. So the Gemara in the Flam of Testament base, the Shalak Kaddish holds, is not an Asmachta, it's not an Agarata, it's the Oiraisa. And the Gemara in Shalak Kaddish goes on to bring Sugya Gemara and the Flam of Tess. So now we have a Chevel of Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yonah, Achronim, the Shlach HaKadosh, who hold that mitzvah b'kecholim is directly a d'oraisa nilmad from this group of psukim. The Rambam, in his inimitable way, has a different approach, and we'll see where he ends up on this question of d'oraisa Rabban. The Rambam Hilchos Avelis Peri Gedalet Halacha Aleph. Interesting, this is where the Rambam puts it. Mitzvah. So the Rambam holds that it is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah shel divrei'em, which means it's a d'rabbanan. Birkochaylem and kvura. All the things that are necessary, kvura. Ve'ilein milcha shadna Ah, for peace, you call mitzvahs a the rain first white line. Hare, Machal, Vatra, Kamecha, Vandratozil, Chachem, say Laisan, Lachicha, with her mitzvahs. So the Rambam's seems to be ambiguous. On one hand, he starts off by telling you that's midivrayim, it's midrabbana. Then he brings a pasuk, Vatra, Kamecha. So which one is it? Is it midivrei sofer or is it midiraisa? Second, how is it possible to have a p'tur of Isaac mitzvah pata and mitzvah birka chaylim when it's only a mitzvah drabbana? A mitzvah drabbana al pi klalei hashas does not pater a mitzvah d'oraisa. Two kashas in this Rambam. First of all, he says for himself, is it d'oraisa or is it drabbana? And second, how is it shayach to have that birka chaylim, which is midivrayim, should be a p'tur for a mitzvah d'oraisa such as Kriya Shema? So we have a Lumdus Yisayid, which we have encountered on various other modalities in Shas, where you can have something that is a Chiyuv Midrabanan, but the Kiyum is Minat Torah. This Svara is used in various places. It's very explicit in Beis Brisk. All the Gaonim, the Mishpach Soloveitchik used this svar extensively because it comes from Chaim, that there is a modality in a mitzvah, that the mitzvah could be Rabbanan, but the key of it, when you do it, is the Oraisa. So the Rambam is telling us that the mitzvah is midivrehem, but when you do it, you get credit for the Oraisa, and therefore you can even have a Ptur of Isaac and mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. Explicated by many Rosh Hashivas, Rav Zolti, the Mishnah Tzayivitz, and Siman Lamed Zayin, does that. Let's see how he says it. No, you're in Rav Chaim already? There you go, Mishnah Tzayivitz. He said like this. This is the Yisoid, which is rooted in Hilchos Brachos and Tefillah Drabanan, but there could be that there's a Kiyum D'Oraisa. Chaim says that even though Tefillah is Midrabanan, but if you have Brachos Kahanim embedded into it, that makes it a D'Oraisa. This Yisoid is Mutzak throughout the Kisvei of the Rosh Yeshivas. Reb Chaim, in his sefer on Klolei Ikareim in Hanhaga Ben Am L'Chaveray, called Orchos Yosher, is Oimen on the Steer in the Rambam, and he says that there is a mitzvah Klolei of Gnos Chasad Mas Kli Midaraisa. Ein Lam Shir B'Ferish Mishnah and Pei that everybody says every day, but Nitno Hadavar L'Chachamim. To be kaveya, how to effectuate gemilas chasadim, and Chazal gave you five or six prongs of kium of this mitzvah d'oraisa of ahavta l'racha kamaycha. Bikur chaylim is one of them. Nechama avela is one of them, and the other mitzvahs d'rabbanan have the same conceptual framework. Let's see, mitzvah chasadim kaylim kamin types of chashiyach l'asachmeri kazer Rambam. And he brings the lesson around, which I'm not going to repeat again, all the way down to line 7. You see that Pesach, there is a macro general mitzvah midoraisa. Kol gamach, zeh ein l'shir. Ain't kill kol ayam lasik milchasadim. When Gam Yesh lasis tarchiatsma, ain't haver kaidamlai rakish a yachal, Yeshlai mitzvah la azar. This mitzvah is a mitzvah klal. It's free, freeze, freeze. And but you're not mechuyev, even though it is ain't lam shir, a person is not mechuyev to be back kolam all day. Ain't lam shir means that when you're doing it, there's no shir to it. So me'ikra din. Built into this mitzvah parameters, certain limitations, certain paturim. You're not to go around being back all day. Why? Because you need to make a living. Because as a general person, clown shas the yes, important mitzvah. No, you're mechuyev to do this mitzvah at all costs, no matter what. So now the question becomes, let's chat in the Rambam. So he says, Chanukah has the same status as Ner Chanukah. This is Reb Chaim's approach. It's a very logical approach, very straightforward approach. Mitzvah klolis d'oraisa. Pratis, how to effectuate it. Rabbana, you don't have to come on to this super lumdus of the kiyum being the raisa, even though the chiyum has only been Rabbana. Backing up to the previous generations, the Rabbina, the Rav and Kalish, and later in Yerushalayim, and Ari Chaim Siman the Gimel brings the Rambam, and he says, Birka Choyim was Medir Seferim, and then he brings a Gemara, and the Gemara says, Misham Shei Choyle, a Patr Min HaSukkah. Why are they pater l'chayr? Because of the din of Isaac and mitzvah pater and a mitzvah. If you're going to tell me that there's no mitzvah d'oraisa, Birkachelim is only a mitzvah rabbanon. How can a chiyuv of a mitzvah rabbanon party from the mitzvah deraisa of Sukkah? Aizen Akasha. Kasha, what a Gemara. Pick it up here. Zeh Asashapir, line 10. Where the comment is, the end of the line. Zeh Asa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, line 7. Asha Das Rabbein Yaina. Move it to Tysian to Rashford, Mason, Clinton, the Rice of Homes, Kesel, Mosem, and the Tyre, that's Rambam. Oh, Midabar, Mitzasachel, the Rail, my Chayam, the Chamel, the Mosem, Guard ancient bits of the rice and nitz them mikro megillah, but my nitz and mitzvah kriyishma. Why are you putter from kriyishma if you are doing bikkachelam or nechavavim? So the kasha from the rabbina on the Rambam, on the Rebbeinu Yonis and Shver, because the derisa, two derisas could be putter each other. I will ulam be'emes. What about the gemara and sukkah? Chum shabbos shabbos p'tur min ha'sukkah. Ad lafla have a record of the chiv of bikkachelam is only midrabanan. Chashrei Matan, all of a sudden now it comes back to being a deraisa. The Bukuri Yaakov, he has a diyun on this shaila whether or not an Isaac permitted Rabbanan in Patra for the mitzvah deraisa. And he asks the kasha from Mimsham Sheikhoile, what we have in Isaac in the mitzvah Rabbanan and Patras in the mitzvah of Sukkah. And according to the Rambam, the same kasha that the Rabbina asks, it's Shver. There it is. A shaila that the Baal Tosfos Bikurim wrote to the Aruch Haner. So he answers him a very interesting terrace. He says that in the beginning, Avadi is a mitzvah deraisa, Abu Haftarach HaKamaycha. But he said the Pturim Sham Shecholet is a different Ptur. The Pturim Mitzvah. And you don't even have to come on to Isaac Mitzvah B'chlal. That's how he answers the Kasha from Gemara in Sukkah. Ochain. Milvad near this ain't right, Misham. The time Misham, but Misham can have a Chalik Misham and really close I will give that time to Misham from Shumit Star. The Tosalation Besukah. A nurse is potter to take care of a Chayla. And therefore, why is he? He's a Mitzvah, and therefore he's potter Mitzvah, and nothing to do with Isaac Mitzvah, potter Mitzvah, therefore you can't ask his Kasha. Teretz from the Baal HaOchaner. Stechemet brings the same nidain, and he says the ganze kasha is not so schwer. Why? Who says that a mitzvah drabanan cannot be deicha a mitzvah deraisa? It's a beautiful shas wide machlekes, which I urge you to take a look at the Stechemet inside. I want to now move to the second. A third point here, which is what is the actual mahus of birka chaylu? So, mechayir, as we saw from the sugas of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Tes, is and the mem is that there are three prongs, three things that you do when you are mevaka chaylu. First, the Chazal promised that when you go mevaka chaylu, you actually help the chaylu take away part of his sickness. The Gemara has a diyun to how much, and the Gemara says you take a little bit of chayla because Gemara says ben giloy. Second is to be mamish his mishamish, clean up his house, which he can't do because he's unfortunately bedridden, and take care of all of his tzrachim. And me lanu gadol me rabbeinu agadol Rabbi Kiva, the gadol hadayrais the nitzmeis rabbeinu. But got down on his hands and knees and cleaned up this chayla's room was his Talmud. And the third, and the well, maybe the most important, because probably you can get another nurse to take care of it. Rav Akiva was not the best qualified to clean up his house. We know that for a fact. But then there was another problem which Rav Akiva was the most qualified for, and that is to be mispal on the chayla. Ad kedei kach, an oilam makes a big tois. They overlook this fact that in Ramah, scroll down to the Ramah, Rama says in Mivaka the Chayil, but you didn't daven on him. You not Yaitzi Dei Chavasai. This is Ramosha. No. Go back to the Derech Yam. That's the Derech Yam. Contemporary Rosh Hashiva was Malakit to the raid and so give it over here. No, you went too far. Pesach, you're going the wrong way. This is this Dechemed. Now let's go. Here we go. Going down a little bit. Go down with one more piece. There you go. There's three time for mitzvah, birkas, one to take away his chela because you're his ben gila. Ben gila takes away more of it. Second is to take care of him physically. And the third is to mispawel. Vayner Barash Kishkasta Chizshul Chayla Chel Nana Mikolad Shavakray Yekabel Hazel Chayla Betruvich Fashion Masa Give Musar. Not sure that's real world. Then why did Ramadino go in there? Akhopan the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch says clearly that if you are not mispawel in his presence, we have spent in another forum a couple of shiurim on the exact necessary techniques for Birkas Chayim. It's not enough to say a Refuah Shleima. It's not enough to say a Refuah Shleima. You have to be able to sit down and there's a nusach in Chazal, which no one knows, brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's a nusach, a one-line nusach, not the most complicated nusach. I don't have it in front of me. Somehow it didn't get printed in this package, but it's a nusach in Chazal, which tell you exactly what you have to say to be Mekayim Mitzvah. I urge everybody to write it down, put it in their wallets. I have one somewhere. And this is you one line that you say when you will Mevaker a Chayla. Ramesha was asked, are you Mekayim the Mitzvah Birkachayim on the telephone? And the Shail told him, listen, after all, Tefillah, we can do a telephone. And if the site of Birkas Chayim is Tefillah, why can't you daven for a person off-site? Obviously, it's designed to understand that you can daven off-site. Birkas Chayim de Shaila of a telephone. Shkaswa de Shafshkul Nan Mishkaswa to Obshan Bani Mekayim Kol Miyetz de Mitzel Birkas Chayim Shad Gam Basa Et Kol Yad Neyetz Eich Basa. Given telephone. Rabbi says, yeah, you're getting something, but you're not getting the full mitzvah of Birkas Chayim. You're not getting all the various three chalakim of Birkas Chayim. You have to do more. If you have to do it another way, you do a chalapachas, what you can do, which is the telephone. What about this chelik of tefillah? Ramesh says, no, not so pashut. Why? Because it's clear that the impetus to daven is much greater when you actually interact with the chelik personally. You see him. You see that he's not well. You see how much he's suffering. That supercharges the koyach of your tefillahs. And therefore, the tefillah is more rotzui, more bekubel from the Ribbono Shel And ma'oid, that if you go visit him personally, the b'ayna shalaylam is ma is marashaisam shal chayla. And therefore, lefanav, you can daven, and without mentioning his name, and you can daven in any language you want because the b'ayna shalaylam is there. The malachim do not understand Aramaic. But the b'ayna shalaylam says everything since he created all the lashonos. And therefore, if you will understand that the b'ayna shalaylam is there, your tefillahs are at a different level. Therefore, you need to go there to be Mekayim, the full aspect tefillah, and you can't just daven off-site l'chatchila. The average Rav Moshe, listen, if you can't. You have somebody who lives on the other side of the country, and it's pashut and barur that you have to do it that way. But if you have someone in front of you, and you have the ability to do it, and you're just lazy, and you say, I'm going to do it to the telephone, and not do it through the personal visit, that's not adequate. That's kind of what I say. Okay, next week we're going to go into a complicated question of Mikvais. You can get a crash course in Zeichlin on Inyan Mikvais, Emirat Hashem. The problem is that next week is Tisha B'Av. So I would like to tape this year. In any case, talk to my partners about it to an alternate time, because it won't be able to be done on a Sunday morning. Yeshu Kaychach and Rabbi Say, Yerushalayim, and maybe the Baruch Hashem will solve our problem for us and allow us in Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and we can be able to learn in full strength the essays for us next Sunday. If not, we'll schedule an alternate. Everybody have a good week. Yeshu Kaychach.